Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
And welcome back to it. It's the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin at 4 o'clock today. We've got the Dragons-Tigers game coming up for you. Important game for both those sides, obviously. And right now we've got the Warriors leading the Cowboys 24-4 at halftime. We've got Hoops, we've got Gordy Tallis, we've got Maroon. And joining us for the last hour of the show, Benji Marshall. Welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Oh, mate, what a privilege to be part of Happy Hour for starters. And
yeah.
Just to kick it off, mate, I thought you were very funny in the last segment. You should stay in Queensland. It's the funniest you've ever been. 2-0 to you against Hoops, by the way.
No, I'm fired up, mate. I'm fired up. I'm just been bullied enough about all this, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Benj, well, I'm sick of hearing about how you don't work for free. That's for sure.
Well, mate, I don't. Do you? Do you work for free?
Sometimes.
Well, when? Do you play for South for free?
Oh, almost.
No. Do you come here for free?
Almost.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, look, let's leave that alone. Okay. Rabbitohs had a win the other night, but it came at a bit of an expense, Benj, because Adam Reynolds is injured. Cam Murray's injured as well.
Yeah, some big losses there, you know, and obviously our captain, Reno, who's been playing really well, and Cam Murray, I think, who's the sort of holds the team together. He's, you know, sort of the glue to our side. So, yeah, really big losses. But in saying that, we've got a really good depth in our roster where we can cover those positions. So we're in a really lucky spot.
Hmm. And it's a big game, though, this week. You got Melbourne on Thursday night. It's a home game for South. How does a team like yours approach that in the fact that now you've got Reynolds injured, you've got Cam, and obviously Latrell Mitchell's injured as well? Does a coach say to you, okay, we've got three out, but we've got to do this and that and the other, or does he just, it's just no excuse at all? You just got to go out there and get the job done.
No, it's no excuse at all. Like, whoever comes in has to get in and do your job. And, like, you see the Roosters are a classic example. Like, you know, the amount of players that they've lost over the past few weeks, and big-name players, and the players who have just come and stepped in have just done their job. And the same's for us. We're playing Melbourne, who are going great guns, and, you know, arguably the form team of the comp with Penrith. And we're going to have to be on our game, because, to be fair, the last couple of games we started really slow and have come back with second-half good performances. But against a team like Melbourne, like in the first round we played them, we let them get to 22-0 head start. You can't do that against Melbourne and expect to win. So we're just going to have to be up for that game. And like I said, whoever comes in has to do the job.
Mm. And Benj, what about on the back of, you saw what happened with Brett Morris last night. You'd have got to know Brett over the years.
Yeah. Oh, really sad, mate. And, you know, to be honest, everyone's saying, you know, we might have seen the last of him. But if he really wants to carry on and play, I got no doubt he could. You know, there's no doubt. The way he was playing this year, last year, I still think he's within the top 2-3 wingers in the game, even though, you know, for his age. And everyone talks about age, but your age is your attitude. It's how hard you want to train. It's how much you want to put in games. And if you've watched Brett Morris play, particularly this season, you know, he's been in their top 2-3 players every week. He's a massive loss for the Roosters, Brett Morris. And, you know, although he has hurt his knee, if he wants to play again, he can.
Yeah, Benji, but what about, you know, when you're in the team environment, everything's ticking over nicely. They say he doesn't train a lot every week because he's managing his knees. Would that be hard at his age to, you know, to stay motivated to train by yourself?
Well, as you know, Gordy, it's up between the ears how much you want it, how much you want it. And if his mind's telling him, you know, now's the time, well, then it's the time. But if there's something still ticking, you know, in your brain and in your heart that makes you really want to still be out there playing, then there's no limitations to what you can do. It doesn't matter how old you are. But once your mind gives up and your body gives up, then that's probably the time.
Benj, what about, we saw those scenes with his brother consoling him in the sheds last night. What is it like in the sheds for blokes like me who never get to go into the sheds or experience that?
If you really want to, mate, I can take you in one time. Is that what you're
really
getting at?
Well, mate, I mean, I the last thing I'd expect is you to do something for me, but look, I would take you up on that.
I wouldn't
if you'd
be
like
for free,
that.
Oh, good. Oh,
that's good.
Benji. Oh, yeah, I'm joking, mate. I'm joking. But yeah, no. The sheds.
But when a player comes in like that, and obviously he sees that that's you know, it might be the end of his career. How hard is it to go over and console him? Obviously, there we see his brother doing it, but what are those situations like?
Yeah, really tough as a teammate. You know, and the one thing you do in a team is you really care for your teammates. And when you see someone, especially when there's potentially that it could be his last game ever in his career, it probably hurts a bit more. But you just get around your mates, you just get amongst it and try and show your support where you can. And yeah, I've been in that position where you're sitting there and other people are giving you attention. And it's just a nice feeling to have all the boys come over and show that they really care about you.
You could see with that vision from the Roosters sheds last night what a respected and loved figure that Brett Morris is at that club. It wasn't just his twin brother, but Trent Robinson, the coach, was super emotional. I think there was even some vision of the chairman, Nick Politis. He looked quite emotional himself. Other players, Jared Weaver at Hargraves, the minute that he got in, and he'd already, even though he was on the sideline when Lindsay Collins was injured and did his ACL, he raced inside the Newcastle Inner Sanctum and wanted to go and speak to Lindsay immediately while the game was still going on. So that shows you what a tight-knit bond the Roosters playing group and club has, and that's a reason why they are such a successful organisation. Yeah,
the hardest part, I reckon, was seeing Brett's actual face, you know, the emotion, and you could see how much it was hurting him. And as a fan watching at home, you know, and a player, that was hard for me to watch. You know, it was hard for me to see. So I can only sympathise with what he's going through, and, you know, all the best to Brett and whatever happens there. But, yeah, you're right. The Roosters do show a lot of care for their players. And with the concussions and all that stuff, they've led the way in that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, something to be really proud of as a club, I think.
Hey, Benj, also the other off-field discussion through the week has been this talk of two tiers, two conferences in the NRL. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I guess some people like it and some people don't. But me personally, I just reckon it just takes away a little bit from the matchups of playing both sides. Like, everyone's in the same competition. I'd rather it be it's an equal, not where one team from here and one team from there can make the ultimate grand final. I want everyone to be able to have that opportunity, no matter where it is, to make that grand final. And that's just the personal preference. But I'm also open to, if we need to expand the game, then we need to expand the game. But I'm not convinced on the conference system myself.
Your coach.
Yeah, I think we need more information about it and how it's actually going to work. And it does work in America, but there's 400 million people and probably 40 teams in each. You know, there's probably 20 teams in each conference, which is pretty much the size of our competition. So
Wayne's big
I know it's successful in other codes, but, you know, sometimes, you know, don't change because it's not broken.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, Gordon. And I think initially where the concept was raised was Ron Massey, before he passed, was a big supporter of it. Jack Gibson went over to the States when he was still coaching him before he passed, and also tried to learn a lot from the way that they do things over there. They came back and presented it as an idea. And I know that of the current NRL coaches, Wayne Bennett is probably the biggest supporter. He's the one who's been driving it heavily behind the scenes. He has the ear of Peter Volandis. I think Phil Gould is also heavily involved in the concept, workshopping it, and what would be the right system and the right number in terms of teams and conferences.
You know what the problem is for me is I've been playing for too long where I'm not good at change. You know what I mean? I'm just not used to it. It's a bit scary to see what that looks like or understand what that looks like, but you don't know how it's going to work until you actually see it. But I reckon the Queensland Cup and the New South Wales Cup are probably the example of how it works.
Yeah,
but the way they come together, but I don't know, it just feels a bit different for me, you know?
Yeah, you think that it could fly. Like, if people of that ilk are pushing it behind the scenes, then clearly it has got a lot of merit to it. But I'm a bit like you, Benji. I'm a traditionalist, and I just wonder how, if you haven't got, we haven't got the luxury of having 350 million people like what they do over in the States, and having the talent pool that they do over there to select from. So that would be a couple of the initial hurdles for me.
All right, boys, we'll take a break there. And we've got Benji Marshall joining us for the last hour. And at 4 o'clock today...
What's the score, mate? Can you give us an update?
24-4 at halftime. We'll get an update.
Hang on, Anthony, I'll give you an update. It's 24-16.
What? Are you serious?
Updates thanks to Tyre Power.
Wow. Okay.
I'll tell you what.
4 minutes gone in the second half.
We're slower in Queensland.
Yeah.
Well, we're slower. He's just, it's still four, yeah.
Gordy's just sold me a dump there because it's not on in the studio, and I was waiting for the break so I could check it. And it's 24-16, so it's a bit of a comeback there for the Cowboys. But, boys, we'll take a break. We'll come back with a thing called What Does the Fox Say as Triple M Rocks the Footy. Woo!
Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. And, of course, it's the Sunday Sin Bin thanks to our friends at Tyre Power right around New South Wales and Queensland. Benji Marshall and so too James Hooper, Gordy Tallis and Maroon. It's time for this. All right, Hoops, you haven't really look at your run meters today. You've done absolutely nothing, so now's the time to come off the back fence. What does the Fox say? And we're going to start with the latest on Adam Reynolds.
Yeah, the only reason you're saying I've done absolutely nothing, Anthony, is because you got barbecued good and proper earlier
and you've been sucking lemons and spitting the pips out ever since.
Adam Reynolds, your man at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Everybody wanted him to stay in red and green because of the magnificent storyline that it is. He's a local junior. It's his favourite club. He's grown up supporting the Bunnies ever since he was in nappies, but unfortunately that won't be the way that it unfolds next year. The Broncos are making a big late bid to try and convince Adam Reynolds to go to Red Hill, but I don't think it will go anywhere. In all likelihood, he's going to be in black, white and blue. He'll wear the Cronulla Sharks jumper number 7 next season. Great signing for Craig Fitzgibbon, who'll spearhead the new generation at Cronulla from October onwards, and I think that deal in all likelihood will probably get nutted out within the next week.
Okay, so it's not done yet, but you're pretty sure it'll happen, Hoops.
It's not over the line. Like I say, the Broncos have decided that they want to make a big late play. Their coach, Kevvy Walters, is down here in Sydney today. Their new CEO, Dave Donoghue, is also with him. And as much as I think the Broncos will put a strong package together, I think the lure of remaining in Sydney and going down to the Shire, it's not that far from the Bunnies. It's not the ideal situation for Adam, but I think he understands it's professional sport and you can't always get the fairy tale ending.
Let me ask you this before we move on. Benji, somebody like Adam Reynolds, who's played all his footy at that one club and had so much success there and been around that area all his life, if he's got to move on, is there something to be gained personally from just picking up the family and moving away and starting again?
Well, there is potentially, but you got to think where you're going to play your best footy as well, like what's going to be the best opportunity for you. And I think, you know, money is a big part of it for some people, but sometimes you can go to a club and it's not going to be where you're going to play your best footy. And what you get judged on week in, week out, as we've seen with a lot of the big money players, is how you play your football. So I reckon it's a really important decision where Adam thinks he's going to play his best, and that should play the biggest factor. You know, the money is all nice in that, but you want to be playing good footy as well.
Yeah, that's well said. I don't think any other clubs are going to suit him as much as South and playing his best football as at South. I saw Andrew Johns through the week. And I remember Brisbane, we threw the city at him. And he goes, I had to take... No, seriously, like we did when I golfed. And like we all went and have dinner with him. And he goes, I had to take the money out of it. And where did I really want to play?
Right.
So that's what you got to do and where you feel attached to. And if Adam talks about South the way he does and I grew up here, well, that's where he's going to play the best.
Okay.
Well, he wants to stay, Gordy. There's no question about that. But I think where it got a little bit complex, where it got complicated was... They're only prepared, the Bunnies, to offer a 12-month deal, then rolling forward, assessed year upon year. Whereas Cronulla and Brisbane are looking at 3-year deals, and we're talking upwards of, you know, $2.4 million.
And that's what you got to look at, the club that knows him the best, the club that looks after him. He goes there every day. If they're only prepared to offer him a year, well, there's got to be something else.
I think there's a variety of reasons behind that. I don't think it's one... Necessarily one
back,
significant.
Train every
no, I don't. So no, that's
worried.
A first. I don't reckon that's. But we, no, Benji,
trains,
you're here. Does he miss sessions?
No, he hasn't missed one since I've been.
Wayne Bennett's gone on the record saying he hasn't missed a session since he's been the coach.
He hasn't missed one this year.
So I think that's a furphy, but certainly there are other reasons, Gordon. Like there's a variety of them. They've got a couple of good young kids coming through the ranks, and they feel as though they can. Yep. They've got the right structure and balance of the team. They can let the next generation come through as well.
All right, boys, Warriors 24, Cowboys 16, 16 and a half gone second half. Now let's move on. Hoops, Parramatta great again last night all over the park. They look good. Brad Arthur's obviously doing a good job there as their coach.
Yeah, well, just on the theme of money and happiness and the fact that money doesn't necessarily mean everything in this day and age in rugby league. And you know, a lot of coaches get paid damn good money, in excess of $1 million a season. But I think you'll find next year at the Parramatta Eels, you know, the Eels management like to run a really tight ship these days. And they went to Brad Arthur last year and said, look, we're looking at extending you for next season as well. But they actually made him take a haircut. And I think it was a six-figure sum. And he didn't even flinch. He just went, yep, okay, right. If that's where the cards are, no worries. I love my job. I want to be the coach who leads this club to its first premiership since 1986. And he just gets on with the hard yakker of putting the shoulder down and getting on with business.
I don't mind that because you back yourself. And then once you win, then you can start naming your price.
Well, that's it. And in reality, all NRL coaches, whether you're the lowest paid or the high, they're all on damn good money. But it's a high-pressure gig. It comes with, you know, it's a 24-7.
It's been the least job secure in Australia anyway. That's it. Least job security.
We saw five coaches moved on last season. So it's a brutal industry. But I think there's an example there for all players and coaches as well that if you love what you're doing and you're being well paid, well, money isn't necessarily always everything.
Marine couldn't be a coach then.
That's right. I was going to say, see, BA should be a little bit more like Hoops and Kendi and Gordy and just want to work for nothing like great Australians. But anyway, we'll leave that there.
Oh, well, you pay for talent.
Mitch Moses.
You pay for talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate.
Correct.
You pay for
talent.
You're not sour, are you, Anthony? Yeah.
Mitch Moses. What about he's obviously, we talked about this halfback smorgasbord that's going on at the moment, this halfback who's going where. Mitch Moses, what about this option, Hoops, for round 10?
Yeah, the halfback merry-go-round. Look, the Brisbane Broncos, again, are also having a red-hot crack at trying to get Mitchell Moses to be the playmaker who helps them rebuild Red Hill. Mitch has got an option in his favour, which lasts until round 10, which is obviously coming up in a week and a half's time. I think irrespective of whether he takes up the deal or not by round 10, he's going to be in blue and gold next season. He loves Parramatta. They're a top four side at the moment. They're a genuine chance of winning a grand final. I can't see why he would want to leave, no matter how much money other rival clubs were willing to throw up. So I think we'll see that deal get done, but there's just a little bit of haggling going on in behind the scenes around the fine print.
Right. Well, it does. Yeah. That was going to be my question. Does it have that West Tigers feel to it where he's just going to shop himself around and bump up his price, or when push comes to shove, will he go?
Yeah, it's a good question, Gordy. I don't think he's trying to look, in fairness to Mitch, I think Mitch just wants to focus on the footy and wants to play his best for the Eels, and I think he's probably communicated
that's
with
the
Parramatta.
That's the best thing, mate. You let your footy do the talking. That's it. He's doing that at the moment.
That's it, Benji. And I think he's probably even communicated with Parramatta that he's more than happy at the club and that he wants to remain at the club long term. But as you know, Gordon, then managers get involved. And they sharpen the pencil, and then they sharpen
it
again.
Who is the manager these days?
Well, normally it's his cousin, Isaac, but he's obviously having a holiday at the moment. So it's actually his brother, Stephen. Yeah.
He's okay. Yeah. See, so when you hear the story about Brad Arthur and what he's done for the club, that should be the standard.
Agree.
You know?
Hopefully that's how it will shake out. Like I said, I think Mitch will stay.
That's just not how it works, though, eh?
Nah, unfortunately.
it's good in theory. Play sometimes, Benji, because I remember.
Yeah, it does.
But like, I remember when I was playing, someone come off contract and they all come around and said, hey, would everybody give $5,000? Yeah, and there's 20 players. That's $100,000.
Yeah, mate,
I'd give up $5,000 or $10,000 to play with that guy every week.
Yeah, but that's fair.
Sorry,
right, boys. 900
and the rest.
I was just testing to see what you're really on there, but obviously we got it out of here.
We're going to take a break.
Mate, it was 20 years ago, Benji. Don't bring it up.
Yeah, sorry.
The houses in Brisbane were only $300,000.
What, we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back with Maroons Quiz. Oh. And today, the topic, as chosen by Benji Marshall.
Yes. How many friends does Maroon have?
It's an entertainment, mate. I've only got a couple, and I only need a couple. And let me reassure you, on the list is not Gordon Tallis, James Hooper, or Paul Kent. Let's take a break and come back as Triple M rocks the footy.
Australia.
The weekend is here, and so are the thrills and spills that go with it. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Sunday Sin Bin, and welcome back to it. Benji Marshall in off the interchange bench for Happy Hour with Hoops, Gordy Tallis and Maroon. Before we go any further, this weekend only, you can get KO for $5 for the first 2 months on KO Basic Hoops. It's a great deal.
Even as much as you love your folding, I know you would be prepared to outlay that sort of money. Get it now for access to over 50 sports live and on demand.
Okay, but you've got to be quick. Offer ends Sunday, May 2 for new and returning customers only. We love KO. KOsports.com.au/MMM now. Do it now. If you make one more comment about me in cash, I will put one on your chin. I am not scared of you, mate.
Sounds like
you
a
are
threat.
A big ice cream cone.
We'll frame
it's time for this.
Now, Anthony.
Welcome to Maroons Trivia Night.
So Maroons Trivia Night, tonight we are looking at entertainment questions around our favourite movies and TV shows. Now, Benj, you've got your little son now, so you're watching a few kiddie shows. Is he old enough yet?
Mm-hmm. He loves them.
Okay. All right. And obviously, Hoops, you're probably still watching kiddie shows because you are feeding him, got the IQ of a pumpkin. And you've raised a couple of kids Gordy.
Of pumpkins,
so
you'd say that's an insult,
well, I'm back
Anthony.
Again.
All right, let's do it. You know that your name is your buzzer. And the first question is, name is your buzzer, remember, to get the point. Elsa the Snow Queen is a character from what
Hoops.
Film? Yes, Hoops.
Frozen.
Oh, well done, Hoopy. 1-0.
About the pumpkin, Anthony.
I won't be taking anything back, mate. If anyone's owed an apology around here, it's me, and you'll be giving me one on level 4 of Triple M tomorrow morning. That's where HR is. Question number 2. Tell him he's dreaming is a line from what Aussie movie?
Hoops.
Gordy.
Hoops. The Castle.
Oh, he's got it. 2-0. 2-0. All right, here we go. He only needs this one to win.
Yeah. Oh, it's up to 3.
It's up to the first one to get to 3. Now, where was
the movie? You just showed
him the answer. I
did not.
He did. Where? What are you pointing at? Because you saw that too.
Collusion.
Collusion. You know what, mate?
That's what he does to Kenty every week.
I was trying to help you out. All right, forget it.
He doesn't want you to win. He doesn't want you to win.
What was the name of the car on Dukes of Hazzard?
Gordy.
Yes.
General Lee.
Okay, I didn't show him.
No, it wasn't. No, the answer he showed me
honestly,
was Chicago.
You are a fair income. Honestly.
The answer he showed me was Chicago.
You worry about how many friends I've got.
This
how
is
you've
what
got
happens.
Any friends.
Now we know what happens every week with Kenty. Nah. It's inside right.
Absolutely.
Training.
Absolutely.
It's a roar.
I know it is right now.
It's a trivia roar.
All right. Benji, have you got your buzzer work?
No, I want someone else to win for once.
All right, here we go. On the TV show The Sopranos, the Soprano family live in what state?
Hoops.
Yes.
New Jersey.
Ah, well done, Hoops. You deserve well done, it, mate. You deserve it. Yeah. You well deserve done. It. Thanks, there we go. There's the level of intelligence on this show. Congratulations, Hoops. You've now won it 2 weeks in a row, which is absolutely means we're not going to do that anymore. Maroons quiz. That's the final time.
Mate, you're going to Radio Fair Trading tomorrow now that we've discovered that there has been quiz collusion going on and you've been running rorts.
Mate, but can you believe
I
try
and... rorts in terms of your own quizzes?
Right, okay. Well, you'll be in HR tomorrow anyway, so we'll be able to discuss it there. Let's take a break and come back and preview this game this afternoon. An absolute blockbuster. The Dragons and the Tigers as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Okay, Benji, Hoops, Gordy, tell us some Maroon Hoops. Can you give us a score update on the Cowboys game? I think Cowboys are coming back.
Stand by, Anthony. Last I checked, it was 24-20.
Still 24-20.
And the Cowboys have almost got over the line there by the looks of it, Benj, but the Warriors have forced the error. 24-20, 8 minutes to go, Anthony.
They're becoming the comeback kings, the Cowboys. Okay, boys, at 15 minutes time, Dan will be in to call this game between the Dragons and the Tigers. So let's start with you here, Benj. They're both your old club technically, but you're most associated with the Tigers and lots and lots of really negative talk coming out of the Tigers this week about the future of the coach. And I can't personally see, even if you were going to flick the coach, what it does to flick him 8 rounds into the competition.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't be doing that now. But, yeah, that was a lot of talk that wasn't true. So they'll be bouncing back this week, the Tigers. And the question, though, is which Tigers are going to turn up? Because, again, when they played us, they had a bounce-back factor and they played really well. And then the week after, they went back to what they'd been producing for the last few weeks. So you'd think with a 1-6 start, they'll be coming out firing today and have a point to prove. And if they can get on a roll and play the way they played against South Sydney, I think they're a big chance today.
Gordy?
Yeah, well, it all depends with both clubs. You know, I was disappointed. I thought, you know, the Dragons would have really showed up on Anzac Day, and they've been, and then they were really disappointed to the standard that they set against Parramatta. But you'd think when it comes, when push comes to shove today down and down in Wollongong, you'd think the Dragons would have a little bit too much firepower for the Tigers. But, you know, you just don't know with these clubs.
You don't.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, I can't tip either of the clubs with any certainty.
I thought the Dragons, I felt like the Dragons, Gordon, had turned a corner. And I think a few of us agreed that the Dragons were a good chance to upstage the Roosters on Anzac Day. That wasn't the way that it unfolded. They started well, but they came up with a couple of key positional changes. What did you think of Jack Bird?
It was a bit different, a bit weird. You know, they found a bit of continuity with the way they were playing. I thought they would have kept that the same, but... yeah, well, the coach probably tried something and didn't pay off to how it should, but they look like they're back to full strength today. And when they get it right with their defence, like their young guys come up out of the line, they have great line speed. They're really hard to beat, but that faded pretty quickly against the Roosters on the weekend.
Ben Hunt's the big in for today, isn't he, Benji?
Massive.
Like when the way that he began this season, and you could see his pre-existing combination with Andrew McCulloch, they were playing flat, they were playing fast, and it was the Dragons of the year that they led the competition for quite a long way, and they were bullying other sides.
Well, you could see Ben play with a lot of confidence as soon as Andrew McCulloch got there. He, you know, they'd lived together for a long time, they're living together now, they're really close mates, and Andrew's not the same player that Cameron McInnes and those sort of hookers that he's had where they've picked the ball up and run a lot. Andrew's really good at giving the ball when Ben wants it. So Ben's always attacking the line flat and fast. And as everyone knows with Ben Hunt, his strength is his running game. So when he's on the ad line playing flat and fast, he's really hard to stop. And you know, against the Tigers, he can have a lot of joy there if they get a lot of quick play the balls through the middle.
Hey, Benji, just as a playmaker these days, right, it's probably changed a lot since I played, but... Your fullback and your nine, who's more important? You know what I mean? Like it used to be six and seven. So when I played, it was Alf and Kevy, and the nine used to just get caught, and he just had to pass the ball to those guys. So if you had to pick one player that you needed to be good, who would it be? Would it be a
nine? The nine for me.
Yep.
I think as a team, like you can see what Cameron Smith did for Melbourne. When you have a good nine, you can organise the ruck and then understand when the numbers are on to get it to your strike players out wide. Don't get me wrong, fullbacks are great to have and stuff, but if you want to build your team around someone who can control the game, I reckon nine's the most important position because you get your players onto the ball, you get your forwards onto the ball, your halves get the ball when they want it in front, and you know that's the qualities of a good nine. So, yeah, I like what the nines do.
Okay, boys, just to go through this Dragons forwards packs before we ask you a couple more questions. So Blake Laurie and Vaughan will start up front with McCulloch. The back row, Kerr and Tarek Sims. Josh Maguire will start and Tyrell Fuimeana will start on the bench with Alvaro, Billy Burns and Cade Ellis. So what do we think? And Brenji, you think the Dragons will win this one?
I actually think the Tigers are going to win, but I do like the way their forward packs lined up today. I think Josh Maguire's brought a little bit of steel to the Dragons. He's just starting to fit into their system. He's going to bring a little bit of an edge there. And I actually didn't mind the way Billy Burns looked last week. He looked pretty wiry out in the back row and had a bit of talent, but they're trying to strengthen up, I suppose, with a bit of go forward. You can see with a bigger pack go through the middle of the Tigers, and that's where they were poor last week. And if they can do that, we'll go a long way towards winning. But I don't know, just something about the Tigers and from knowing how they operate after what they would have had this week, they'll come out firing. But that emotion only lasts so long, Maroon, so it'll be interesting to see how long they can keep that for today. But if they really want to show how much they're playing for their coach, today's the day.
Okay, in Wollongong, this game kicks off at 4 o'clock. We've got it for you on the Triple M Network. And remembering, of course, we've got Melbourne South next Thursday night. It's going to be an absolute blockbuster. What about you for this one, Hoops?
I hope Benji's right. I hope the Tigers shoot themselves out of a cannon and really hold their hands up and make a statement, because after a 1-6 start, I know a lot of their supporter base have found it really tough. And there was certainly a lot more expected of the side over the opening rounds of the season. The fact Ben Hunt's back for the Dragons worries me, and being at Wollongong, I'd much prefer Jack Bird in the centres with Corey Norman and Ben Hunt in the halves. I think it'll be closer than people expect, but I think the Dragons might have a little bit too much class.
The Tigers Hoops are getting a lot of heat at the moment for the 1-6 start. If they go to 1-7, that noise keeps going. It doesn't go away.
It'll get deafening, Ben. Sure.
The only way to get out of that is with a win. And today, I reckon that's what they'll be channeling, Maroon. They'll be channeling a win, and that's the best way to keep the noise away for sure.
Okay, what about you, Gordy?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
spot on, Gordon.
Do you mean like, mate, with no confidence, I'm going to say that. Like, I wouldn't put your money on them.
Yeah.
On either
I
side.
I wouldn't let you near my money, so don't worry about that. But, it would seem, though, that.
God, the last time he opened his wallet, Henry Lawson blinked.
mate, I'm taking the grandkids out for dinner tonight, so, and you wouldn't believe it.
Sizzler's close.
No, well, the first thing I did was to make sure my Macca's vouchers from New South Wales were valid in Queensland, and yes, they are. But if we can get back to the footy for a minute, I suppose of these two sides, look, the Dragons are going to win these games, I think.
If there are any chance, and, you know, I think their performance against Parramatta, and I know that was a couple of weeks ago, but that's what I'm going to lean towards. And Ben Hunt, before he got injured and he played with a broken leg, I thought, you know, he sort of got back to where Ben Hunt was playing. You know, he was just full of confidence. He was running the footy, and Benji touched on it before. Just playing with someone that he knows. He just gets the ball. He gets it on the advantage line. He goes forward. McCulloch's got a kicking game out of there, and Corey Norman just with the left foot. So I think it's freed Ben Hunt's running game, and Dufty's one of those guys that's going to test all those Tigers forwards when they get a bit lazy.
Yeah, boys, too, we look at the top eight as we did earlier. You know, you've got your, obviously, your Panthers on 16, Para and Rabbitohs on 14, Roosters, Storm 12. Then you've got a four-point gap. And, I mean, it's only, what, round eight, and we're looking at a four-point gap to the Dragons, on 8 points. So do you think the Dragons will finish in the eight? Because I think we used to think that the top eight was set in stone. I think those last three spots now, Benji, are a bit of a lottery.
Well, it's too hard to tell now. I know it's a third into the season, but it is too hard to tell. But the Dragons definitely, to your question, can make the top eight with the way they've been playing. And with a full-strength roster and what they've added, I think, to their depth of their roster, I think they can do that. And, the key, and we talked about Ben Hunt, McCulloch, Corey Norman, but for me, the key to them and their attack is Matt Dufty. When Dufty fires and he's getting the ball on the ad line, he's got his 4-on-3 passes where he can choose the best pass on the right play of the ball. He's almost impossible to stop. The only problem for the Dragons is they don't get that on enough where they got the momentum to be able to do that. So if they can get Dufty into the game as much as possible, that'll help them get there. But that's the key for me, is what they can get for Dufty. Their forwards get him going forward, and then he does the rest off the back of that.
Okay, we'll have that game for you in Triple M very shortly. That's the Dragons taking on the West Tigers in Wollongong. Just before we go, guys, hoops.
They're just around the grounds for Tyre Power, Anthony. 24-20 to the New Zealand Warriors. A minute and 15 to go. The clock ticking down. Warriors have got the ball. Tell you what, the Cowboys, they had their opportunities. They were pinned on the Warriors' line for about the last 3 or 4 minutes, but they just couldn't get across. So it looks as though the Warriors might just be able to hold on here.
I tell you what, the Warriors have lost a couple on the bell this year, so good luck to Nathan Brown and the boys with 1 minute to go. And just before we do go, fellas, yesterday we got 1 minute. Great to see rugby league in rural New South Wales yesterday. Mm. Carrington Park in Bathurst, where they love their footy, and it was a beautiful day for it. I want to see more of it.
Yeah, it looked spectacular, didn't it? The scenes there in the Golden West, Anthony, and I think it's terrific to see rugby league's going to continue over the course of the coming weeks as well. You touched on there's a game going to Dubbo, Isaiah Yeo and Matty Burton's hometown. It's going to be a cracking contest too, because I think it's the Panthers and the Bunnies, isn't it? It'll be a hell of a game. Look, they delivered yesterday in spades there. They put on a show. The Panthers, 8 victories in a row. And Manly, they had a crack as well. Tommy Turbo, what a difference he makes to that side.
Yeah, well, there was a chance in the second half where the Seagulls were coming back, but the Panthers were just too classy, too good in the end.
Okay, Gordy, we'll catch you on Fox League.
You certainly will.
And Hoops, we will see you on the wrap this afternoon on Fox League as well.
Sure will, Anthony.
And Benji, we'll see you at the big gig on Friday, and you're calling the game next with Dan.
How good.
Okay, that's about it for us. Don't sound so excited, mate. Don't sound so pumped. It's all good. We're going to cross to that game shortly. St. George Illawarra take on the West Tigers. But remember, if you've got to work next Thursday night, or you're in the truck, you're in the car, we've got that blockbuster for you next Thursday. The Rabbitohs and Melbourne will play that for you live right here as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.